Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we'd really like you to share our digital broadcast because we need to bring more people to the fight. And a fight is brewing, both here domestically and in the Middle East, and we got to get ready. So please, 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 please help bring people to the fight. I ask you also to stay active. Keep reminding the uniparty GOP that Toss Them All is coming, as in tossthemall.com, and we're going to replace them in the primaries if they don't change their tune. And ladies and gentlemen, I think there's a path to Donald Trump becoming president. Look for that information in the next couple of days. Don't forget, we're on YouTube, we're on Rumble, we're on basically every podcast service, and we have the website, thecommonsenseshow.com. So we'd invite all of you to go there. Well, the world's in a real precarious place, and we have Bob Griswold here to talk to us about it. And Bob does have the expertise, although he can't fully talk about his background. You know, when you hear him talk for 10 seconds, this is a guy that knows what's going on. He also owns one of the best, if not the best, survival business in the world, and he'll talk to you for free. We'll bring that up in the show. Yeah, a lot of these guys, they'll charge you for their time like they're a lawyer. And heard a good joke the other day. You know what the difference is between a lawyer and a skunk in the road? There are skid marks in front of the skunk. Okay, I'm just kidding. We're not promoting violence here. We're just making off-color jokes. That's not even off-color. It's actually pretty funny. And I don't hate lawyers. I have family members that want to become lawyers. So anyway, that's our deal, and we're sticking with it. Hey, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Did you see the Iranian foreign minister? He's speaking at the UN, and he says, "Death to America! Jihad on American soil!" The minute he stepped off UN property, Biden should have had him picked up by the Secret Service and the FBI and immediately deported. Immediately. Drop him by parasail in Iran, if you understand the reference. But I can't believe Biden let him get away with this. We have demented, weak children governing our country, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. And something else has happened. Not only have the Turks moved 100 ships into the Mediterranean. By the way, I hope they don't do anything because their navy will cease to exist in about an hour. But I hope sincerely that Janet Yellen reconsiders her position. You remember good old Janet? We're $33.5 trillion in debt. Madam Secretary of the Treasury, how can we afford another war? Oh, we can absolutely afford a two-front war here. Oh, this is no problem. We're a strong country that's brokering a joke, has no oil. And did you hear what Biden said? If China messes with the Philippines, we'll go to war with them. What? So now, Janet Yellen, please tell us, can we fight a three-front war? How about that, Janet? Maybe you just want to open up a front, I don't know, South America? How about Venezuela? South Africa? I mean, this lady is certifiably nuts. She has no clue what's going on. And would it shock me if she had early stage dementia? No. You know, at least she'd have something in common with Joe. But ladies and gentlemen, I just can't believe the nonsense coming out of this administration. But you know, there's one thing missing about this administration. Have you figured that out? Where is Pete? I want to put his picture on a milk carton. Where is Pete Buttigieg? We haven't heard from him in months. Of course, he's probably out trying to label which roads are racist and which roads aren't. Oh, yes, he did say that. Roads are racist and we got to change them. Well, I could understand if you had like KKK Boulevard. I'd get that. That would have to be changed. But he just said roads are racist by their nature. Racist against who? And who are the perpetrators? Well, that would be the white nationalists. Oh, but what if some of the laborers were not white? I don't know. I think I'll go hide for about five months. How long has it been since we've heard from good old Pete? And we really have an oil problem, and I want to talk about this. Biden, in his infinite wisdom, canceled the 6 Alaskan oil pipelines, the Keystone pipeline, when he first came into office. He's trying to get the Gulf shut down, but he was blocked by a judge. I'm sure they'll foreign shop to, you know, they'll find another corrupt Democratic judge that'll let him shut down the Gulf. And the Strait of Hormuz in a war will not be having oil go through it. Where the hell are we supposed to get our oil to fight a war? I'm sorry to ask good questions, but this is something that really needs to be asked. Well, we're going to cover this and more, and oh, we got a surprise for you. You think that main shooter committed suicide? Au contraire, mon frère, wait till you see the evidence that Robert Griswold has. Oh my gosh, people. You know, 10 years ago, I could not have written a fictional script about the things that are going on today. I couldn't have done it. It's gotten out of control. Psychopathic, immoral children running the country. Hey, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And Jamie Dimon just sold off 1 million shares worth almost $150 million. And this is from his own bank, and he's never done that before. I think that's a sign the banks are in trouble. And if you look at the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they can keep your money when they want, and they will want once they start to collapse. So don't you think it's time you did something? I hope sincerely you do. I can send you a free information packet on how to save your retirement. I can send you a free information packet on how to save your funds that are in your bank account without doing anything radical. Noble Gold is the best there is at this. I've done business with them for 5 years, and I've been an advertiser for 6. Took me a year to wake up to how good they were. Now, I have to say this. The FTC wants me to warn you there are no guarantees, and past performance is not indicative of future performance. We agree with that. But Noble Gold is as good as it gets, and we hope that you'll take advantage by going to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com, or call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And now on to Bob Griswold.
Hello, everybody. Dave Hodges here. And you know who we are, the Common Sense Show. You know what we do here. We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. But because we come to you on digital formats for the most part, share this information far and wide, please. We need to change the direction of our leadership. And this show with Bob Griswold is going to really highlight this. The longer the war goes on in the Middle East, even when it culminates in nuclear war, Congress will be safely tucked away, still making profits on their insider trading from the military industrial complex. So we need to be screaming at the top of our lungs. First, I was just saying our adult children's lives depend on it. Now I'm telling you, everyone's lives depend on it. I've read 3 scenarios of nuclear war that I consider to be realistic. And the average death count at the end of this for the United States is 265 million. So your chances of surviving here are about 10 to 15%. So maybe that will motivate people to action, because we're going to talk about that. But first, Bob wanted to talk about something that we're being greatly deceived on, a mass shooting. And Bob, I'm going to just throw that over to you. I had not heard in our pre-air discussion, which you had told me, about this mass shooter from Maine. And let's just unfold this here, because something's not right.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to mention, you know, how we are being conditioned by the news. Where are Maui's 2,000 children? Have you heard anything about them? Is it in the news cycle anymore?
I've covered it. In the last 48 hours, I've covered it. Yes. But you're right. Okay. You're right, Bob.
But in the mainstream news cycle, it's all been forgotten. And it just shows how we're conditioned. This is a tragedy of national proportions, that 2,000 children, that's getting close to the amount of people, 11 children gone, missing, no accountability, nothing. And we're on to the next story, and then on to the next story, and on to the next tragedy. And this is what is being done to us right now. We're being conditioned in such a way that we have so much evil being thrown our way, so much tragedy, so much just despair. It's done to psychologically break down America right now, so that we can't even remember what's gone on. We don't even care, because there's been so many tragedies that have happened that we grow numb to it all. And so as the death counts of all these tragedies starts increasing, Americans are just going to be so numb to it all. we won't know what to do. We won't know where to turn. Now, that's unless you are preparing your mind for these things. That means gird up the loins of your mind, the Bible. Keep the truth coming into your mind through the Bible. You know, get around other people who love to discuss the truth. That's what's needed right now, because if you're doing anything other than that, brother, sister, you're in for a world of hurt, because you're not going to know which way to turn. You're not going to know which way is up or down. And that brings to the story, Dave, that you talked about. I've only found it in one place. It was on discernreport.com, but I'm holding this up.
Maine mass murderer found dead with two gunshot wounds in the head, but now the story has changed.
Okay, and yeah, the paragraph after that that goes on, it says Robert Card, that's the mass shooter, the man accused of mass murder in Maine, has been found dead in the woods. Initial reports indicate that he was found with two gunshot wounds to the head, which would indicate he was killed by someone else. But within minutes, the original story was changed from two to one self-inflicted wound. Whether it was by mistake or deep state cover-up, we'll never know, because both scenarios play out exactly the same in corporate media. Gun mm-hmm. control, gun control, gun control. Mm-hmm. That's how it plays out. And that gun control comment.
Mama, I have a parallel I was going to tell you about, and I don't have my notes in front of me because I wasn't prepared to cover this because you brought it to my attention. The shooter in Buffalo, the white-on-black crime where he had to drive from Syracuse area to Buffalo, and he killed 10 people. One of them was a retired cop who just conveniently had patented and released a carburetor that ran on water, and his truck was running on that, and he just managed to get killed. But what you know is this kid was online gaming, and FBI agents were interacting with him online. We know that for a fact. So a lot of us assumed this is a Manchurian type candidate, or certainly some kind of enhanced manipulation to get him to drive all this distance to commit this crime, all in the name, again, of gun control. And so, and I agree with you, this is a gun control move. And people have to be sacrificed so we can make America safer. Well, that's really their motto. But Bob, don't you think the real reason they want our guns is because they know what they're going to do to us? We'll stand up and fight them.
Absolutely. That's why they want them.
Yeah.
They're terrified of armed America. I mean, absolutely terrified. And, you know, more Americans are waking up to the fact that the government has far exceeded its lawful boundaries, and it operates mainly in the criminal realm now. This gentleman, I just have a couple questions. He had an AR-15 type weapon. I wonder where he got it from, because he had been committed to an institution where he was talking about wanting to kill people. And he's in and out of that institution in 2 weeks. Here I am spouting, I want to go kill a bunch of people, innocent. And you go into a mental hospital, wherever they had him, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, he's fit for society again. That doesn't make sense, Dave. I wouldn't let somebody go that did that. And then where did he get the gun from after that? I mean, how did he get them?
Can't get it legally, not when you've been adjudicated to a mental hospital, you can't.
I'm a federal firearms dealer. That's one of the questions on the form. Have you ever been deemed mentally, you know, unfit? And he would have to answer yes to that question, which would preclude him from being able to get a gun. So, again, as most of these shooter stories, there's something that just doesn't fit. It doesn't equal into the equation. And they have no problems changing the story and going back to the 2,000 children. They change the story so often, you get confused. You don't know what to believe. And that's why, again, you have to have your mind fixed on truth. If you do not have your mind fixed on truth in these days, and I mean the Bible, God's truth, his eternal truths written in nature, and then his truths concerning human relations, and one of the biggest ones is I have a biblical view of people groups. There are all different skin colors, but there's one race. How do I know that? Because the Bible says it. I know that all men are created from Adam. But see, what they do, Dave, is they exacerbate the hatred between skin types. Just think of that. I hate you because your skin is a different color than mine.
Well, they don't care about the logic, Bob. What it is, it's divide and conquer. Exactly. They don't want us to unify against them. They want us to keep us fighting with each other because they don't want us to look at their crimes and act against them.
Exactly. So since I have a biblical framework of what you would say skin color, Adam had, three children went on the ark, three reproducing couples went on the ark. And from those three reproducing couples, you could get almost any skin tone you wanted. So I know that. And because I have the biblical framework for it, I don't fall into that. I got to hate the black guy because he's black. Black guy has to hate the white guy because he's white. And so I have that biblical framework, which grounds me in the truth. So I don't fall into their traps. See, this is why they want to get rid of the Bible, Dave. This is why they've eviscerated it from school. You can't talk about it in school. They've ripped down all the Ten Commandments out of school so that these children are growing up in a evolutionary Darwinian environment where the strongest survive, the strongest of the fittest. And so that's what they're being taught. And in that, you find that the people who think they're lions can eat the sheep all day long and nobody stops them. That's our government today. They think they can eat any sheep they want. And us, what I mean by sheep, I mean the general population, they can go after whoever they want to go after and destroy them. And they're not thinking any remorse of the life they've destroyed. They don't think of the children that are being raped and mutilated. They don't think about that. All they're thinking about is, where's the next child I can rape and mutilate? Where's the next person I can victimize and take their stuff? Because that's their worldview. And I dare say the only way you'll stand today against that worldview, might makes right. I'm the strongest. I can have what I want. Survival of the fittest is by having biblical truth in your life. And we're watching that play out time and time and time again. The truth that Ukraine was a child sex trafficking capital of Europe, that it was a money laundering capital of Europe, that it was a corrupt, the third most corrupt country on the planet, according to sources, that didn't even matter to people. Churches, even though that's absolutely true, they persecute Christians. Zelensky persecuted Christians. Zelensky's a pervert himself. If you don't believe it, just go watch the YouTube videos that are available of him doing homoerotic, dancing and all this other stuff we don't even talk about. But, and yet churches would put up "pray for Ukraine" signs. So what are they praying for? The continuance of that? Are they praying for the continuance of child sex trafficking, money laundering? What are they praying for? And that just goes to show you that these churches do not have truth as their basis. They're deceived.
Well, what's the difference between Zelensky and Biden? And I'm going to refer to Project Veritas and the diary. The difference between Zelensky and Biden is at least Zelensky didn't shower with his daughter. In other words, there are two peas in a pod, Bob. We have perverts.
That we know of.
We have perverts running the planet. Morally depraved people. So this is Biden is as immoral of a president as we've ever had, and he's immoral to a heinous degree, and it's on display. Sniffing the hair, fondling little girls on camera, having them touch the hairs on his legs. Do you remember that when he first came into office?
Yeah.
Until his handlers got that stopped. Yeah. Just this guy's just a flipping demented pervert, and he's making decisions. And Bob, I've learned of a second effort now to have peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, and Putin was in favor of it. In fact, Bennett, the prime minister between the two Netanyahu terms for Israel, he had an agreement forged between the two until Biden told Zelensky, "You better hope it holds, because if you do this, we're not coming to your rescue." and he hung them out to dry. And Biden is working on behalf of the World Economic Forum that wants a great reset. And the part of that great reset is nuclear war, while the powers that be are locked away. 80 to 90% of humanity is gone, and then they're going to build back better.
Yeah, well, going back to Zelensky and the churches and everybody that supported him, you know, who did he just hire to rebuild Ukraine's schools?
Are you talking about Abramovich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spirit cooking lady, Hillary Clinton.
She's a witch. She's a witch. Hillary Clinton is a witch. And no, it's not a euphemism for the B word. She attends witchcraft church in L.A. once a month. This is who these people are.
If you read her book or her writings on spirit cooking, I don't even want to mention, but, you know, they basically use all bodily fluids and make this concoction that people have to consume. And yet, let's pray for Ukraine. Let's give them $200 billion.
Yeah, but who appointed her too, Bob? Let's not miss that. Yeah. Who appointed this witch, this perverted witch, to have such a prominent position in the world with eyes focused on Ukraine? Biden. Biden's people got her appointed.
And you know, why does it have to be the schools with the children? Why wasn't it
the Hitler Youth Movement?
Rebuilding the economy.
Hitler Youth Movement. That's why. That's why. Brainwashing.
So, you know, as we see this world, Dave, as we see this world, I should say, slip deeper and deeper into violence, which is the Bible said would happen in the last days, including specifically war. What are we to do? Just a situation report, because we're on the here all the time, Dave. And I think some people, not all, I have a lot of people. Thank you. I've had a lot of people call me this week. After we aired a program telling me they were going to pray for me because I know I have a health issue going on right now. And just absolutely call me and pray for me. Some of them prayed for me right on the phone. So I know there's a lot of good people out there. I know they get it, but most Americans don't get it. And when they do get it, they're going to be down at Piggly Wiggly or wherever, fighting for the last remnants of food. If they are even allowed to, the government might take it all.
They will.
And yeah, so you might find something back in the trash bin. But right now, just as a situation report, and this is how it works. If you go to buy 5.56 ammo, the AR-15 ammo, if you go to buy 45 or 9mm or 308, those military caliber rounds, AK-47 rounds, you will notice it has doubled in price in a week. Doubled.
Yeah.
Because it's all now, there's another theater of war that's opened up, and you need a lot of bullets.
Well,
a lot of
bullets. Can I tell you what a guy that used to be at the Pentagon told me?
Go ahead.
He told me this 2 days ago. He said, "Dave, look for the fact that they're actually going to tell you to turn in your ammo the way Roosevelt told them to turn in the gold because of the Middle East crisis, and they need every bullet they can get." He said, "You're not going to be able to buy it. In fact, they're going to try to do voluntary confiscations." That's what he's hearing.
Well, there's no doubt. You know, as needed, I was listening to Colonel, not McGregor. Anyhow, he was talking, and you know, a draft is coming.
Yes,
and not only a draft, but the undraftable will be taken away to be forced worked in a factory.
Yeah.
Making ammo, making tank parts, making whatever, so that, you know, you'll be removed and brought to a place where you can produce weapons of war. Now, you know, personally, well, I'm not going to say, but.
No, anyhow. No, listen, I can add to this. I've actually discussed this on a YouTube live stream, and I've talked about this so many times. It's frustrating that more people don't know. Executive order from Obama 13603 talks about two types of draft. that they can do just based on an executive order, which should be illegal because you should take an act of Congress. But anyway, the first draft is the traditional selective service. You're going to go both now men and women. But the second draft is a labor draft, and it'll be conducted by the Secretary of Labor. And in sections 501 and 502 of this executive order 13603, people can look it up. It says in there that we will compel the service of outstanding individuals with exemplary talents without compensation to work in the country's defense interests. Without compensation, Bob, is slave labor.
Absolutely. And you might, if it's true, I mean, you might live in Tennessee like me, and you might be brought to a weapons plant in Washington State.
Separating families. Exactly.
Yeah, separating families. And this is all supposedly lawful under what they've said, you know, we can do. Can you imagine the mafia writing laws concerning the mafia?
We have the mafia in charge.
Well, I'm saying that the mafia is writing laws concerning the mafia.
Yeah.
And so they can write themselves what they call is law, anything that they want. Confiscate your money, confiscate your food, confiscate your property, confiscate your weapons, confiscate your ammo. This is what we see going on. And the other thing, Dave, and I think since I sell it, I'm just going to put a challenge out. Night vision tubes. Some of the tubes now have gotten to be over 240 days out before you can get new tubes. 240 days. What could be all be over then? I mean, you know, we don't know.
It's about 9 months. If my math is good.
Yeah. Some of the Elbit tubes, which are USA-made tubes, the wholesale cost on their premium-grade tubes has gone up over $1,000. $1,000. And you'll see that reflected on anybody's website. That's what I want to say. Go to any night vision company's website right now, and you're going to notice these huge jumps in Elbit tubes, L3 tubes, USA-made tubes. Those are the high-quality high-end tubes. You know, I would say fortunately we saw a lot coming, and we made an investment to buy them, and we have a fairly good inventory. But again, as I've seen in the past, the government can confiscate an order. They never took my night vision, never did, but I had an order for 50 units, and because of whatever law it is you call eminent domain, they came in and overrode that order that those 50 tubes that I had bought and paid for went to them. Now, again, I got the next batch of tubes, so I didn't lose anything except for, you know, customers who were expecting to get theirs right away, and they didn't. Fortunately, I got a nice letter from the company, and they explained what happened, and I could send it to my customers, and that did. But it still wouldn't change the fact that they didn't get their night vision when promised, because the government just came in and said, we have the rights to this over you. I was first in line.
And this was for a private contractor, right?
State that.
You were buying from a private contractor, correct?
I was buying from a private business, yes.
See, if you were buying for the government, I would argue they have the right to do that. I would argue they don't have the right to do that because we're not technically at war. They don't have the right to do that. This is what they like to call a police action. That doesn't give them the authority of eminent domain over private property, and that's what they just did.
They did, and you know, like I said, there's a lot. Some people took that story and ran with it. All they did is came in and said the 50 tubes that Griswold has, we're gonna take that order because they're on hand. They were immediately on hand available. And
how long until they do that with ammunition? And by the way, the biggest manufacturer, Vista Outdoor, was just bought by a foreigner. Did you know that?
No, I did not, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now we're seeing more states require registration or trying to require the registration of ammo, putting a ridiculous tax on ammo.
California. Yeah,
you know, God bless the governor of Tennessee because even though he's done some things wrong, there is no tax on ammo anyway. Well, there is no specific ammo tax. You still have to pay regular state tax, but they removed the ammo tax clause. So when you buy ammo, you're not having to pay a hidden tax on it in Tennessee. But this is what we see going on. So because demand for ammo and demand for night vision is increasing, the price has doubled, tripled, quadrupled. I mean, you know, if you have a $2,500 night vision tube that has now gone up to $3,500, that's going to be reflected in the final cost of the price available to the consumer. And Dave, it's all done because of scarcity. How long? Because they're going to have to start feeding more and more soldiers overseas in war zones. Do we find out that food prices go up?
They already are.
I know.
We can use the CPI from the government, in which they don't even count the price of food or the price of gas.
Yeah, right.
They don't count that. But the other thing that people need to know is that when you look at the staples of life, there's the periphery that very few people buy, unaffected largely by inflation, and they average that in with what you need to eat, regular staples of food. And the staples of food in the last 2 years has gone up, what is it, 37%?
Yeah, and people can't afford it. They can't afford both their house and their food. And now people trying to go up, this is what's killed the housing market. People, you know, you have a house now that's worth $500,000. Well, if I sell that house for $500,000 and then go take that $500,000 and try to buy another house with it, a new one, I'm going to get a house maybe $300,000. So nobody's going to sell their house because they know the money they get for it will be far worth less than, you know, the money they have in their house now. So we just see this complete destruction of all the services people need to live. You need shelter to live. You need food to live. You need water to live. And in this modern society, you need electricity to live. You need communications to live. And we see all of these elements being broken down, higher prices. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see a war tax, you know, that covers the increase to the budget for having to fight these wars. And at the same time with this, Dave, how many saboteurs have we had across the southern border that just come into the country and disappear? Chinese, Iranian.
Oh, wait a minute. And social media now, you cannot talk that way about immigration or you'll get canceled. I'm being very serious.
Yeah.
That actually came out in new community guidelines in several social media outlets. You may not negatively speak about the effects of immigration. It used to be you couldn't demean the immigrants. Now you can't say, gee, we're not checking people. Could we have terrorists coming into our midst? And you'd say, well, yes, we have, because we've caught some and it's even been in the media. But if you say that, social media is going to take action against you.
I wonder why. You know, I wonder why we can't have a debate of what's really going on. But we know it's going to happen. We know it's there. That's the reality of it. And we are extremely vulnerable on our infrastructure. If this war in the Middle East proceeds much further, I would say there are going to be elements that are activated that start to affect our lives. You know, when the war in Ukraine was going on, Americans were concerned about, can I pay my mortgage payment? Can I put food on the table? And can I keep my kids school? Those are the things that Americans worried about. You start having saboteur attacks on our infrastructure, our electrical power, our water, our communication, and all of a sudden those interests are going to change dramatically because no electricity. And we've seen that happen in the United States. I don't know if all those, because they just stopped abruptly, all those saboteur acts on the power grid. And that's what they were. They were admitted to be acts of sabotage. What's going to, and we saw what the people did. They didn't handle it well for just a few days. What's going to happen when multiple elements of the infrastructure are taken down simultaneously?
Yeah. And no, I hear you. That's coming. But you know what led to this? And I can't believe more of us aren't talking about this. Biden is clearly an agent for people who want to take down America. And I can hear this conversation taking place. Biden isn't aware enough to have the conversation, but with his handlers in the room, talking to people like a Klaus Schwab or a Larry Fink from BlackRock, they say, well, we really need to diminish the power of America if we're going to establish this global governance. You need to take down America, Joe. And his handlers probably said something like, the American people have 400 million guns. That could be a problem. Oh, no, no, it's not going to involve guns. We're just going to make energy increasingly unavailable, and that'll destroy the economy. And that's exactly what's happened. Everything that you've mentioned here has its roots in the economy, except for the war in the Middle East.
Well, that still affects the economy.
Well, ultimately, yeah, if you can't get the oil. I mean, do we really think that the oil is going to flow through the Strait of Hormuz once hostilities break out seriously in the Middle East?
Oh, and we've shut down domestic oil.
Yeah, so we will. You and I will not be driving anywhere when this happens.
Not out of the fact that you don't have a car, out of the fact that you don't have energy.
That's right. Won't be able to heat your home. See, people aren't even thinking ahead. And, you know, they came out. Do you remember this, Bob? I don't know if you heard this or not, but it was about 6, 7 months ago. And I covered this on my YouTube channel. I said the UK officials are saying more than once that they expect about 10,000 people to freeze to death in this upcoming winter. Do you remember that? And now Germans are cutting down trees illegally and using the logs to heat their homes. Same thing. Same thing.
Yes.
That's going to happen here. It's going to happen
here. That's
what
I'm saying. So far, Americans have been largely unaffected by these wars. We've seen our deficit skyrocket, which has caused inflation, but most people don't make the tie together, a deficit spending, pumping trillions into the economy that we don't have, causes inflation, causes house prices and all those things to go up. Most people don't make that association between war and that. But when it's all of a sudden directly related to that, your electricity, your water, your communication, transportation is all affected, because we know now that we have picked on powers that are smaller than us. We've picked on a power that's equal to us, mm-hmm. Russia, and we're not going to, that's going to end very poorly for the American people. Again, we're going to have another Afghanistan after we spent billions and billions and billions of dollars. We're going to basically just abandon Ukraine. I don't care what they say. That's what's going to happen. And then
let me throw this at you. I want your response to this. I don't think we're going to abandon Ukraine. We're going to abandon Zelensky and the war effort. But BlackRock has already declared, as the fourth branch of government, that they're in charge of rebuilding Ukraine. So we're not going to walk. I don't think we're going to walk away from it. Your tax dollars are going to go to pay BlackRock to do a Marshall Plan in Ukraine.
Yeah, correction accepted.
There wasn't meant to be a correction, just a more consideration point. Yeah,
well, it is true. When I mean just like Afghanistan's been abandoned, but we're still neck deep in all that political stuff that goes on over there. Those weapons now that we left in Afghanistan are showing up in the Palestinian fighters.
Yeah.
And right now, keep in mind, we have a very, very tenuous situation going on with Israel going in there and basically leveling the place right now. And no food, no water, no internet, nothing going on to the people, the standard people in the Gaza Strip. Now, you know, they have voted for Hamas, at least maybe and probably a Washington, D.C. election, where Hamas has won for the last 15 years. But so the people have in some way supported this whole dictatorship that Hamas brings and the evil that they bring, which it is a totally evil organization. And now they're paying the price for it. This is, if you look at what's going on in Gaza right now, because the people of Gaza didn't stand up to Hamas and say no more, Dave, can you think of a situation that you could apply that to locally? Because Americans.
Yeah, I know about three or four situations.
Yeah, but because Americans haven't stood up to this evil regime that is destroying every aspect of America, are we going to be affected by it when God's judgment falls? Yes. Are you going to be affected by it when the Chinese or Russians or Iranians or somebody else does something that's catastrophic in the United States? Yes. This is the importance of standing up for truth, Dave. This is the importance of not letting evil reign, because when God sends somebody to disrupt that evil that we're practicing, everybody pays the price for it. Everybody. Now, I'm not saying God can't protect you or won't protect you, and he will protect some, but you look all over the planet, children pay the price, women pay the price, old people pay the price.
Since our government sponsors child sex trafficking, and that's beyond doubt now, you think they care about the children in these situations? They could care less about the children. I want to get your reaction to something, Bob, because you're more aware of these kind of events than I ever could be because of your life experience. But I'm seeing a lot of accounts coming out of Israel now from military types that are saying Netanyahu had several days warning that this was coming. And when the attack started, he knew exactly when it started, and he took 4 hours to respond. Are you aware of this, and do you have a reaction to that?
Well, there's a lot of scuttlebutt. Let's just say this. There's a lot of scuttlebutt and fairly good information sources that say our government knew 9/11 was going to happen. And that's if you take away the conspiracy part of it, that they were active in it. If you take that away, there's still very, very credible information that we knew it was going to happen, that the government knew that these Saudis were in Florida taking pilot lessons. I don't care how to land. I just care how to take off. We knew that.
I know that's come out. Yes, that's come out.
So history kind of repeats itself.
No, I agree. So, you know, let me tell you the most credible account I heard. I don't recall her name. She didn't speak English. She had to be translated. This is on YouTube, or was. They scrubbed the video. But she came out and she said, I was a tech sergeant and I was in charge of a certain area of border security. And they used to wake me up in the middle of the night for a goat that would approach the border fence. That's how sensitive our equipment is. And she said, there's no way we let 400 men in tractors, parasailing coming in. No way that happened without us knowing. And she was definitive. And this is someone who worked in that business. And that ran for about 3 days. And then YouTube scrubbed the video, probably at the request of the Israeli government. So, and there's other people inside Israel that said the same thing.
Again, it's getting harder and harder to find video on YouTube of Building 7 collapse.
Yeah, that's true.
Getting harder and harder to find those reporters that reported Building 7 collapsed before it did collapse. It all gets scrubbed off the internet.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? They're going to have to scrub this after a while, but eventually it's going to be forefront front page news. We're looking at several false flags in this country, so the American people will accept the draft and World War III.
Yeah, and again, spending hundreds of billions more on another war. Getting Iran, I think we want to get Russia and Iran involved. Yellen saying that we could easily afford two wars. Who is she kidding? I mean, we don't have the production capacity to make the bombs, missiles, planes, and everything.
We don't have the oil. We've wasted the strategic oil. We've cut off our domestic supply. We're dependent upon a war-torn region now to give us oil and hope that doesn't get interrupted. And our last choice is Venezuela, and they're going to just give us the big middle finger. We're going to be a nation without oil, and you can't fight a war without oil.
No, you can't live a daily life without oil anymore. No. Everything. I mean, look at this. Look at everything on my desk. Plastic. plastic, you know, plastic, computer, plastic, you know, all that's oil, you know, radio handset, plastic. It's just not running your car, Dave. It's making everything we use. My glasses, plastic. It's everything. And if we don't have that oil, just think of where your life will be. Just those little bitty elements. Pen, plastic. Those few elements I've just mentioned. Greatly diminished in availability. Greatly, you know, diminished in availability.
I said this to a military person who I respect, and he's very intelligent, a great experience, but I caught him off guard because he said, well, you know, Dave, there's not going to be an EMP here in America, perhaps a grid down, because the Chinese don't want to take over a country that's been destroyed by EMP. They don't want the rebuild responsibility. And I said, I agree with that, but we'll have an EMP effect. And he said, what do you mean? I said, when no one can get oil, it'll be as if the grid is totally down. And we won't be able to get gas. We won't be able to heat our homes. You won't be able to get to the hospital. The doctors won't be there. And he thought for a second. He goes, you're absolutely right.
Dave, think of this. Syringes, plastic.
Yeah, there you go.
IV exactly. bags, plastic.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of how much hospital.
And where does it come from, Bob? Where does it come from? China.
Yeah, China.
China.
Or we buy Russian oil that's been smuggled out of Russia, sold to somebody else, and ends up in India. But we're buying it. And at a greatly elevated cost because there's been two middlemen in the price of that oil. So instead of just buying it directly from the Russians, cheaper, we have to buy it if there's been stepped on twice and then sold on a third world market. You know, I mean, good grief. But everything is plastic. I just want to make people aware of that. Your plastic baggies, the knobs on your stove, your refrigerator parts, all that stuff inside that you put, you've got plastic. I mean, do you know how much oil all, just think of that, all of it costs. How much plastic is in your car anymore? It's everywhere. It's everything of American life. It's everything of world life, plastic. And so, yes, you know, what Saddam Hussein did during the Gulf War, where he blew up those Kuwaiti wells and, you know, caused great environmental damage, but also a tremendous waste of oil, which makes plastic. We have a president that's doing this vis-a-vis law.
Yes.
According to law, he's doing it.
It's his law. His law. War should be declared by Congress.
Yes.
And it's the world according to Biden. I mean, he's killed energy on his own volition. But I still blame Congress, Bob, because they have the power to defund.
Yeah,
I still blame Congress.
Just like the people of Gaza. And I feel for the, I mean, I'm a Christian man. Who does God love more, a Palestinian or an Israelite? He loves them both the same.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's not that I look at the Palestinians, oh my gosh, those are dogs in Israel. No, these are people who've been created in the image of God, both sides. And they kill each other. And you see these children, women, old people being brutalized and murdered in the name of war. And it grieves your heart. Either way, a Palestinian young man who never grew up to have families, but the people of Gaza have allowed Hamas to go in there and take over their nation. And they have just, I mean, all the aid they get goes to building tunnels. You're showing how much money it costs. Some of those tunnels are 100 feet deep. And all those tunnels they built throughout the nation, the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, I know.
What could have been done for humanitarian purposes of feeding people and clothing people and housing people have been used for war. So, when a population allows that to happen through inaction or, you know, lack of, you know, courage, what do you say? I don't want to say they deserve what they get because nobody deserves that, but I understand there's a cause and effect there. And this is what's going on in the United States because we're allowing this criminal regime to go on, and they're imprisoning people. They're charging people with bogus crimes. Who's the gentleman from? He's associated with Alex Jones going to jail.
Oh, yeah. Owen Schroyer. His crime was chanting USA death to tyranny. And that gets him put in prison. That gets he didn't go into the Capitol. In fact, he and Alex, they knew what it was a setup. They knew about Ray Epps. And so and they were yelling at people, don't go in there. You think they'd give him an award for saying that. But no, Owen Schroyer is in prison.
90 days.
Well, we need to find out who this judge is and make the people in that area that can remove this judge. We need to make them aware of this person's crimes against the Constitution. But anyway, Bob, you're absolutely right about the things you're saying. You know, the old saying, for evil to triumph, all it takes is for good men to do nothing. And we in America are there. We have tolerated this. And I have told people, I don't think we're going to get to the election myself. And I think you probably agree with that. But if we were to get to the election, the idea that I had about toss them all, get rid of all the Republicans in the primaries and start over with Joe the plumber, John the custodian, because we'd be better off with real people in there that aren't spoiled by these circumstances. But I don't think we're going to get that far. I really don't. But I blame Congress, Bob, because you can always have a Joe Biden, but you had the check and balance in Congress and they didn't do it. I was watching as Mike Johnson was giving his acceptance speech as Speaker of the House, and he said, our border's broken and we need to do something about it. The Republicans clapped and the Democrats sat on their hands. And then he said, we're killing our future with unbridled spending. And the Republicans clapped. And the Democrats sat on their hands. Now, there's a lot of uniparties in that Republican that probably didn't want to clap, but felt compelled to. But I'll say this. The Democrats said to America, we don't care about your inflation. We don't care about your pocketbook. We don't care if your kids die in wars. We don't care if your kids die from fentanyl crossing the border. We don't care about terrorist attacks on American soil from people crossing the border. We don't care.
And we don't care about young women.
There you go.
Being sold into rape factories.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Bob, we're just about out of time. We covered a full smorgasbord today. For my money, people, you need to start screaming about these things at the top of your lungs. And you say, well, who do we scream to? Wake up your neighbor. But people laugh at this when I tell them, you need to stay in your representatives' faces at the state, local, and federal level. You need to stay in their faces. Don't threaten them. Because the FBI will kick your door down and do whatever to you. But stay in their faces, threaten their political careers, threaten them with exposure, and stay in their faces. That's the only outlet we have right now, unless we're willing collectively to pick up guns, and we're not there. Bob, tell people, Bob, we're going to have to close. I'm sorry, because we're running out of time, and I want to do due diligence. Preparation underlies everything you talked about today.
Yes,
because they're coming for us. And never give up your guns, people. I don't care what law they pass. I don't care what they say they're going to do. We'll pull your fingernails off one finger at a time if you don't turn in your gun. Do not do it, because you will be the victim of genocide. We will be if you submit. That's what history shows. So, Bob, tell people very quickly. You got about 45 seconds to tell them about what you do at Ready Made Resources to get people prepared.
Well, we have a store, a walk-in store, as well as an online store, readymaderesources.com. Mm-hmm. We carry thousands of different products. And as I mentioned earlier, night vision, it's not a fun thing. You know, this is a top level tier one necessity piece of equipment. And I tell that to people, it's expensive. Yes, but it is a tier one necessity. A person with night vision, a person who knows how to operate with it, will take everything you own. And without exception. And so that communications is critically important. If they want to get in touch with me, plus we sell like thousands of other products, call me at 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809, or readymaderesources.com. Dave, thank you for having me today.
Well, it's been my pleasure, Bob. Always great to have you on. And what you do. And from the bottom of my heart, thanks for being a warrior for liberty and your service to all that you've done for America. Some we can talk about, some we can't, but I appreciate it. And the one thing that people need to know is when you call Bob, He won't charge you for his time. He'll consult with your needs for preparation, and he does that free of charge. And I know of nobody else that does that. Bob, thanks so much for coming on. Always a pleasure to have you, and an honor as well.
God bless. Thank you, Dave.